I would say fairly well. Coach Fraley was here this past year. 11 years in the NFL as a center, bring a lot of knowledge into the O-line room, from fronts to, you know, stunts. I think I feel pretty well prepared. I'm sorry?
How much of an adjustment do you anticipate would be, not just for the offensive line, but to move to a league where you only get one
back on the field? Yeah, that means, you know, run pass options. You're not as aggressive, I guess, and you just have to be more disciplined. Yeah, I guess discipline comes into play. So,
yeah. Playing left and right tackle, people act like it's interchangeable sometimes. But talking offensive linemen, they say that it's not a lot of time. What's the big difference when you're switching sides?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you're practicing one position and you're training your muscle groups to do one specific action, and then all of a sudden, hey, do it on the other side, and it's just really not the same. It's something that you have to, like, you do over and over again in practice, and it has to be developed. So it's really hard to switch from one side to the other.
Do you feel like that's something you can offer them?
I would say I'm more productive now at left tackle just because I've taken all the reps this year. But my redshirt freshman year, I was interchanged right to left. 2016 season, I started at right. So, but yeah, I feel more comfortable at left right now. there's a lot. I would say how to deal, you know, teammates. I would say a mindset, you know, 1% better every day. Being accountable, always being on time. I think UCLA prepared me pretty well for that. I was always accountable, always on time, and I think I was a good player because of that. Yeah. I'm sorry? It's not up to me, and I don't evaluate every snap like these coaches are. But I have nothing negative to say about Josh. I think he's a great, well-rounded guy, very talented. I can't say anything negative about him. I have. That was the first night. It went well. We talked about plays. No one to know background. That's what, just trying to, these formal interviews, you know, they're trying to get a feel for each other, trying to get, I would say it went positive. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it was the second night we met. And again, we went over plays. I think I've proven that teams already know that I'm good off the field. I'm not a problem type guy, so. We just went over plays and got to know each other. No, I haven't. Yeah, it's feeling a little good, man. Get a little recognition, man. Hoping to get more recognition too Friday. I'm really trying to, you know, prove myself. Just trying to make more of a name for myself. I would think maybe, possibly. We'll see. You'll see the numbers I put up on Friday, and we can see from that.
Who's the toughest guy you went up against?
In terms of talent, I would have to say Vita Vey, even though I didn't play that many snaps against him. I trained with him at Exos, and him at 350, how athletic he is, I think that's something special. But yeah, he was just he's a powerful guy that's quick and smart and.
Jeez, yeah. Hey, dude, what are you doing out here, man?
Yeah. Yeah, you see him on the 40s, and he's just zoom, at 350. That's something.
I know you don't like to talk about that other team in LA, but
I'm sorry.
Nooso, was it 42 or 43 for USC?
We played. We don't really know each other.
Expecting them to stay?
There was sort of like a miss. It seemed like there was a misconception about in terms of pad level, if would I be able to bend? And I mentioned that, you know, I'm one of, like, the top squatters. And at UCLA, I get, you know, really low on my depth, you know, parallel to below parallel. I did pretty all right in bench today, 24 reps. Emin was a little bit higher, but, yeah, I'm pretty strong, powerful with my hips, and I squat a good amount of weight and really low. So I have the strength there, so, yeah. Yeah, we just 20 minutes ago, yeah, I hit 24 reps for the bench press. At Exos, where I was training at in Arizona, we squatted 700 for one rep, and that was to parallel, so, yeah. Roseville, California. Roseville High. Yeah. Yeah, before me, he was a dude. He bought our, helped pay for our weight room. Each time you walk in, you see Teddy Bruschi. All nice equipment in the weight room. And then you see him on TV. He was a big guy. He still is a big guy. Yeah.
Last question.
I've talked to him briefly, but not extensively.